Leadership of Parliament will today review bribery allegations levelled against the Appointments Committee. This comes after three of the minority members of the committee, Mahama Yaraga, MP for Boko Central, Samuel Okudjetua-Blackwa, MP for North Tong, and Alhassan Suhini, MP for Tamale North constituencies, wrote to the Speaker calling for a thorough investigation into the bribery claims against the Minister of Energy, Kwachi Ejeakpong. The three, in a letter addressed to the Speaker, want the House to initiate an internal investigation to ascertain the veracity of their claims against the Minister. The MPs said they will subject themselves fully to processes of the inquiry. The first Deputy Speaker of Parliament and Chairman of the Appointments Committee, Joseph Oseusu, said the House will take a decision on the matter today. Yesterday's vetting of ministers was almost suspended in view of the bribery allegation, but leadership of the Appointments Committee went ahead with the vetting after it realized that it could affect the President's effort at constituting his government as soon as possible.
I hope that when Parliament resumes leadership and the Speaker will take the appropriate steps to deal with this matter so that Ghanaians will see the bottom of the matter. I wish to add that the decision-making of this committee has never been deferred on any day. As soon as we finish proceeding, when we clear the gallery, members sit here and take a decision whether a member will be recommended for approval by consensus or by majority. This has never changed. Being on this committee since 2009, that has always been the case. If anybody wants to bribe us, then I suggest that you pay the bribe before we start, because there's no room after we have started proceeding for you to influence our decisions. But these are matters that are, I'm sure, rightly and firmly in the hands of the leadership of Parliament. I believe strongly that the appropriate investigation will be done such that members of this committee
Deputy Speaker of Parliament and Chairman of the Appointments Committee, Joseph Oseusu. The minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, pledged his support to investigations into the bribery allegation. He said the allegation puts the committee in a bad light and must be thoroughly investigated to enable the committee and its members to serve with dignity.
I expect that the Speaker of Parliament and leadership will take up the matter and establish the truth or otherwise of what is being speculated around, which is undermining the integrity and the work of this committee.
Minority Leader Haruna Idrisu.
Meanwhile, MP for Tamale North constituency, Alhassan Suhini, is confident the Speaker will review the bribery allegation and conduct thorough investigations into it. He, in an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Suhini did not deny the bribery allegations. Alhassan Suhini is one of the three MPs who wrote to the Speaker demanding an investigation into the allegation. He spoke to our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwi.
I don't know of any that can do better now. All I know is that as members of parliament, that option is open to us, and so we are taking it. I don't know what it is, but what I know is that a media inquiry in the past has led to no results, and so I don't think it is the right thing to do at this point because of my experience. So what I'm saying is that the Speaker's inquiry will make sure that everybody comes to that inquiry with the understanding that this is like a high court and tell the truth under oath, and that will perhaps to the reforms that I am sure Ghanaians want.
But why do you think that you are going to implement that almost in that order is the setup will show if they are going to or they are others proposal of something that can be the process. There's one of the parties members who that have been asking for the idea of I hope it has been. I feel that the best way to establish the truth is for all of us to get to a committee where we present on the The inquiry is established. I know what it is. And like I have already said, I know that to a very large extent is saying what I know. And the committee will perhaps establish the parameters and what he is saying. And that parameters will determine how to use I have said already today that
understand his position. He's a leader of the house. He's concerned about the department. He's concerned about the entire department. He's a chief whip. He's supposed to ensure the welfare of members. So he's concerned about, you know, the repercussions of all of this. And can you describe to him as a leader of the house?
MP for Tamale North constituency, Alhassan Suhi.